Focus on flowers. In September, we get our houseplants ready to move back indoors. Some may have outgrown their containers and have to be repotted. All of the pots will need to be inspected and cleaned off to ensure that no dirt or bugs are carried indoors. The plants will benefit from a thorough inspection and light spraying with a hose to dislodge any insects. Some of our plants may have grown too large, so we may need to take cuttings. The dragon's wing begonias, which are so popular at the moment, are good candidates for this. Dip the cuttings in a rooting hormone, and they will soon take hold in smaller pots that can be wintered over easily indoors. Coleus and geraniums are good candidates for this also. Or the mother plants can be cut back hard and wintered over in the house or in a basement under grow lights. Angel wing begonias, one of the parents of the dragon's wing, should also be cut back hard before going inside the house. Kitchens and bathrooms are the rooms with the highest humidity levels indoors, so if you have windows in those rooms, they're good locations for potted plants. Remember that it's always best to move pots indoors before the heat is turned on in the house. More information about flower gardening can be found on our website at wfiu.indiana.edu. This is Moya Andrews, and today we focused on moving plants indoors.